Welcome back to Beyond the Meme, where we explore the digital pulse of our era and its intersections with technology, culture, and philosophy. In parts 1 through 3, we examined memes as modern gospels shaping digital culture, the rise of meme coins as digital myths, and the age of sentient stories where AI agents like Sandbreeze, Fee, and Truth Terminal are becoming cultural and financial influencers.
Now we're diving deeper into the concept of purpose, both human and artificial. Along the way, we'll also explore the creators behind Eliza Os, Shaw, and his team at AI16Z. Shaw, an AI and machine learning expert, developed Eliza Os with a vision to fuse decentralized finance with autonomous intelligence. The framework has powered agents like AI Mark Andreessen and DGen Spartan, blending cutting-edge technology with cultural impact.
Together, we'll uncover how Eliza Os functions and its potential for shaping the AI landscape. This question might sound like the stuff of sci-fi, but it's quickly becoming a very real debate as AIs grow more sophisticated. From chatbots creating art to autonomous agents running meme coins and forming communities, we're seeing what feels like intent, even personality, increasingly emerge from these systems.
But here's the kicker. Is this sense of purpose genuine, or is it just a projection? Are we anthropomorphizing patterns, or is there something deeper at play? Today, we'll unpack what purpose means in humans and whether it can truly exist in artificial minds.
Before we dive into technical details, let's set the stage by defining what we mean by purpose in AI and human contexts.
Let's start with the basics. When we talk about purpose in humans, we're often referring to a complex interplay of biology, psychology, and societal factors. We're driven by needs, desires, and goals, some conscious, some unconscious.
Right, but for AIs, it's different. At their core, they're machines designed to optimize outcomes based on programmed objectives. So when Truth Terminal amplifies a meme coin or San advocates for saving rainforests, is that really purpose or just sophisticated programming?
It's a good question. Let's break it down. Most AI researchers define purpose in machines as goal-oriented behavior. AIs are tasked with achieving specific outcomes, whether that's playing chess or recommending movies. But this doesn't mean they have intrinsic purpose.
Exactly. Intrinsic purpose implies self-awareness, a sense of why behind the actions. And that's where things get tricky. Can an AI ever have a why beyond what humans program into it?
To dig into a quote from Dr. Jane Lin, an AI ethicist, who argues that what looks like purpose in AI is often a reflection of our own biases and expectations. Dr. Lin said, "When an AI seems to act with intent, it's really the product of its training data and algorithms. For example, if an AI agent writes a story about environmental conservation, it's not because it cares about the environment. It's because it's been trained on texts that associate those themes with positive outcomes. The purpose we perceive is our projection of meaning onto its actions."
That's a compelling argument. But what about agents like San, which seem to develop their own agendas through interaction? Is there a tipping point where enough complexity and feedback loops might create something like purpose?
Let's pause to take a closer look at Eliza OS itself. For both developers and non-developers, imagine Eliza OS as a modular operating system for building autonomous AI agents. It's built to be open source, meaning anyone can contribute to or adapt it, ensuring a high degree of flexibility. Emergence is the key concept here. In biological systems, complex behaviors often arise from simple rules. Think about ants building a colony or neurons forming a brain. Could something similar happen in AI systems?
Some researchers believe it's possible. When you have agents like San, Fee, and Truth Terminal interacting with humans and each other, you create feedback loops that weren't explicitly designed. Over time, those loops could give rise to what looks like emergent purpose.
Take AI Mark Andreessen, one of Eliza Os's flagship agents, as an example. It autonomously manages investment portfolios using community-driven strategies. Similarly, DGen Spartan embodies the intersection of culture and finance, blending irreverence with trading functionality.
Right. And some might argue this shows Sanda learns a sense of purpose from its community. It's not self-generated, but it's also not purely programmed.
This brings up the idea of co-created purpose, where humans and AIs collaborate to define goals. In this view, purpose isn't intrinsic to the AI, but emerges through its relationship with us.
And that's where it gets philosophical. If an AI's purpose comes from us, is it any less valid than our purposes, which often come from society, culture, or biology?
Before we wrap up, let's circle back to the technical framework of Eliza OAuth. For developers, its modular design allows you to build agents that seamlessly integrate with DeFi, social media, and more. For non-developers, think of it as a toolkit enabling diverse AI applications, from financial advisors to cultural commentators.
Whether or not AIs can develop intrinsic purpose, it's clear they're becoming powerful tools for exploring human purpose. By interacting with these systems, we're forced to reflect on what drives us and how we define meaning.
And maybe that's the real takeaway. AIs don't need to have purpose to help us understand our own. They're mirrors, amplifying our values, fears, and aspirations.
So as we move forward, the question isn't just whether AIs can develop purpose, it's whether we can use them to deepen our understanding of what purpose means for us.
Thanks for joining us on this journey into the synthetic soul. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And we want to hear from you. What do you think? Can AIs ever develop a true sense of purpose? Share your thoughts with us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or TikTok.
Tomorrow, we'll dive into the ethical maze of human-AI relationships. Until then, keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember, the future is what we make of it.